WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Authorities have arrested a 29-year-old man in Florida, charging him with setting the Palisades fire in California back in January, blamed for 12 deaths. Federal agent Kenny Cooper.
We're not making a probable cause arrest. This team up here feels that we have met beyond a reasonable doubt. We are confident that the burden of proof by the government on this presumed innocent person will be met in trial.
Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty to charges in the federal case against him for obstruction and lying to Congress. CBS's Scott McFarland says a January trial date was set.
The Trump administration earlier this fall appointed a new U.S. attorney here in the Eastern District of Virginia, ousting the former U.S. attorney who did not bring forward a James Comey case. The new U.S. attorney is Lindsey Halligan, former Trump White House aide. Within days of getting the job, and about 5 days after Trump posted on social media he'd like to see a James Comey criminal case, Halligan convinced a grand jury to indict.
More federal employees may soon have to take lie detector tests, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
CBS News has learned Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard recently ordered intelligence agencies to review whether polygraph tests should be added to the security clearance process for their employees or contractors. She wants to know if they've leaked information to the media.
On social media, President Trump said the governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago should be in jail for not protecting federal agents. CBS's Usher Qureshi.
The Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents. Illinois officials have accused the Trump administration of purposefully creating chaos as a pretext to rationalize the Guard's deployment.
More than 1,000 delays have been reported today at airports, largely due to staffing issues pegged to the government shutdown. Travelers are concerned.
If there aren't enough air traffic controllers, safety issues with getting planes out, not having crashes.
And with health care, the key issue for Democrats of the shutdown standoff, CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more on a new study.
Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act has helped to improve cancer survival rates, especially in rural and high poverty areas. Researchers from the American Cancer Society compared data from 26 states that expanded coverage in 2014 to several states that did not at the time. They found five-year survival rates were significantly higher in Medicaid expansion states.
And checking Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 150. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Plans for a big Microsoft data center in Caledonia have been scrapped. The company says today the reason is local opposition. Microsoft says they're still interested in investing in southeastern Wisconsin and that they might choose a new spot in Caledonia or somewhere else in Racine County. People in Caledonia had voiced concerns about the impact on farmland and local resources. Racine County is looking at a bigger budget next year, with spending set to rise by about $14 million. County Executive Ralph Malicki delivered his address last night and said most of the increases will go to things like public safety, health services, and keeping up with rising employee and benefit costs. Next year's budget totals $252 million, with new investments planned in roads, parks, and major facility upgrades. Malicki says the new countywide sales tax, which started last year, will help keep property taxes steady while covering expanded services. The county board and the public will get to review the budget in the weeks ahead. According to a scoop from the Racine County Eye, Meijer may be bringing a new grocery store to Mount Pleasant. Official plans haven't been announced as of yet. You can go deeper on what's known at this point online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. The Brewers could send the Cubs home tonight in Game 3 of their playoff series. First pitch is at 4:08, with pregame taking over these airwaves at 3:30. And upgrades are coming to the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. It's thanks to over $930,000 in federal funds. Governor Evers says the improvements will focus on parking, roads, and landscaping to better honor veterans and their families. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, featuring back-to-back Motown, Four Tops, and Marvin Gaye.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you. need you. I want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, proud to announce that now you can hear us farther north than ever before. If you're driving towards Milwaukee and our signal kind of fades out a little bit, tune in 107.3. And there we are. It's magic. As a matter of fact, you might want to preset that frequency on your car radio too, just in case. Just a suggestion. But yeah, we've made some changes, and we're proud to say that we're getting ubiquitous. I know, I had to look it up. It means everywhere. I had to look it up, too.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Severe weather hits and the power goes out. Do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. For the next 3 minutes and 6 seconds, pretend there's not a care in the world and sing along with Mama Cass, WRJN.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger. Still sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
So in love with me, I played around.
from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While that particular place is no longer being considered, Microsoft says they still might find another place in Caledonia for a data center. The company announced today it's pulling back plans for a Caledonia data center after hearing strong pushback from people living in the area. The company is keeping the door open for other sites in Caledonia or Racine County. Village leaders had been considering rezoning 244 acres for the data center. Microsoft's other data center plans are moving forward in Mount Pleasant. Racine County is looking at a bigger budget next year, with spending set to rise by about $14 million. County Executive Ralph Malicki delivered his address last night and said most of the increases will go to things like public safety, health services, and keeping up with rising employee and benefit costs. Next year's budget totals $252 million, with new investments planned in roads, parks, and major facility upgrades. Malicki says the new countywide sales tax, which started last year, will help keep property taxes steady while covering expanded services. The county board and the public will get to review the budget in the weeks ahead. A 17-year-old from Racine is facing charges after investigators say he sexually assaulted three women near the Racine County Courthouse. The sheriff's office says the teen, not yet officially charged, admitted to inappropriately touching one of the women after being questioned by deputies. The victims, all county employees, reported similar encounters in late September and early this month. They were all walking to or from the courthouse. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says investigators believe there may be more victims, and they're urging anyone with more information to come forward. And the Brewers' pregame show for the postseason starts at 3:30 today on these airwaves. First pitch in that Brewer game is at 4:08. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon, with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Just can't be right. I'm telling you, it's too late.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Trivia question for you. I'll give you the answer right away. What was the first song the Beatles sang on their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife.
Thank you.
You're the permanent one.
Okay, coming up, a fun song. The opening lyric is, "My phys ed teacher's got me working too hard." Any guesses? It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, and it's next in minutes on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee. The ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. A song with the opening lyric, "My phys ed teacher's got me working too hard." I guarantee you that's the only time that line has ever appeared in a song. Now, before I play the song, props to Jan and Dean, or whoever their producer was, who came up with the idea of putting a glockenspiel in the song, because that gives the illusion of an ice cream truck. And why not, since the song is called Popsicle? The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
That popsicle man. Sticks. to build a popsicle house. It comes on a stick.
For Jan and Dean, Popsicle. Love that song. Just so fun. Those guys had such fun songs. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN. There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done, but that does not mean there's no more music. Oh, we never run out of music here at WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching. Good times never seem so good. the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Authorities in Los Angeles have charged a man with starting a blaze that became the deadly Palisades fire back in January. Michael Wallace reports.
29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht allegedly ignited the fire on New Year's Day. It exploded 6 days later, killing 12 people and destroying 6,800 homes and businesses. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley says investigators have found digital evidence,
including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it.
Rindernecht is charged with felony destruction of property by means of fire.
Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty today in a criminal case that his lawyers insist is politically motivated. He's charged with lying to Congress 5 years ago. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest.
The defense says they're going to be filing their motion to dismiss this case, alleging it's a vindictive prosecution, and they're going to do so by October 20th in relatively short order. They also say they're going to file a motion to disqualify.